Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Nun Vav. And we're still in the middle of this very exciting sugya, which is the question of whether the Yemei Sifro, or the Yemei Gomro, which is the Yemei Chiluto of a Mitzorah, are actually, theoretically, really part of the Yemei of the Nazirut. And the only reason that we say that they don't count, the way Rav Chista understood it, was because you need to regrow your hair anyway, and that's going to take 30 days. So if you're going to become tar from your tzoraz, and then you have to do the tiglachat, obviously, as part of becoming tar, so therefore, for all intents and purposes, you lost 30 days, because it takes that long to regrow your hair, and the stam nazirut is 30 days. But if we were talking about a longer nazirut, so we're talking about in the zeros of 100 days. So then, if you became a mitzora at the beginning, you wouldn't lose anything because it's going to take you 30 days anyway to regrow that hair. And those 30 days might as well count towards your nazirut. That was Rav Chista's claim. Now, we are looking for problems with Rav Chista. We identified one issue that we are able to answer. We explained that obviously we're talking about not the difference between a 50-day and a 30-day. We're talking about a long term where you have a full 30 days afterwards anyway. Fine. But today we have a fascinating question, and this is Rami Bar Choma's question. We'll start again at the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis. So Moshe Rami Bar Choma, a Nazir who was possibly Tamei Meis, and possibly a Mitzora. Now, we have many cases where we had Sveikas in Dina, and wasn't sure whether something had a Dina of a Mitzora Mamish or not, or something was Batami and Azubitumas Meis or not. So he's not certain, and these happen simultaneously. So he starts as the Zirut, and immediately gets the Sofik of Tuma and Sofik of Tzoraz. The Din is that it's going to take him 60 days, in the event that this was a standard Naziris of 30 days, 60 days until he's allowed to eat kachim, and it's going to take him another 60 days, 120 days, before he completes his Naziris for sure, to enable him to eat, to drink wine, and to become tummy, and so on and so forth. Now, before, the truth is that this is an extremely simple idea, and everybody makes it very complicated for some reason. So what I'd like to do with you is to read through the beautiful presentation of the Rambam on this. And he simplifies it by only talking about the case that we're going to have later, but it's the same idea. Instead of talking about adding up days, 30 plus another 30 plus another 30, plus, so you have, people get confused. So let's keep it simple and make it a Naziris of a year. So then we could talk in units of years. So basically translating the 60 days into units of years, that's 2 years, and translating the 120 days is 4 years, right? Each one of those years is connected to 30 days of the standard Nazirut. Everybody gets that straight, right? So what this is saying is that you can become tohar for achilas kachim, which means you will cure your tzarat misafek, and you will get out of the problem of your tuma at the end of 60 days, or 2 years in this case. But you're not going to get out of your Naziris for sure until you wait another 2 years. You need another two of the units. It's going to take you 4 years. Now, the Rambam is going to explain this. I'm going to read it through to you because he does an absolutely glorious job. And it's so clear, and it's so sweet. And his Lashon, as usual, is always Lishono HaZahav, as it's called, his golden shining prose. And if we hear it there, it's a heck of a lot better than hearing it from me. So here's what the Rambam says. Ein adam migaleach tiglachat achat. First, he gives you the background. You have to understand one thing. You cannot utilize the same haircut that would be good for both your Nazirut and your Tzorat. That's the first rule. Furthermore, this is Perek Asiri, right from the beginning. Yeah, if you get out your Rambams, thank you for asking. If you get out your Rambams, you'll be able to follow it inside, and then it'll last longer. So the first item you have to know is you can't do two haircuts at the same time. Each haircut is miyuchat for the purpose in which you're doing it. The second point that you must know is that you cannot do a haircut for Tzorat while you're a Nazir unless you're sure that you're a mitzora, that we learned out before, that you have to do, learned out from a pasuk, even bimei neziruto. Fine. Now, given that, we can therefore, says the Rambam, move on. Therefore, given those two facts, let's say that somebody was a Nazar for Shana Achat. And during that Shana, he was a Safek Mitzora, and he was a Safek Tamemet. Or maybe he had a Safek Mitzora at the beginning of the year, and then only at the end of the year, he became Tamim Safek. But the bottom line is, at that point, he's going to have to count 7 days to become Tahor, right? He'll do a Hazoya on Shlishi Vishvi at the end of the year, and he cannot do a Giluach on the seventh day, and he cannot drink his wine. He cannot be Metame Lemet unless he's going to wait 4 years, meaning 4 units of his Aziris, and he'll explain why in a moment. He's allowed, however, to be Ochel B'Kodashim after 2 years. And the reason for this is Mipnei Shehu Tzarich L'Galeach Arba Tiglachot. This man has got 4 haircuts on the agenda. He needs to have, first, he needs, of course, a Tiglachat Tahara. That's assuming that he wasn't any of these problems. He's just a regular Nazir. Every Nazir needs a Tiglachat. So that's the given Tiglachat that he needs. Now, he's not sure. He might be a Tame. So he's also going to have a Suffolk Tiglachat in the event that perhaps he's Tame. Plus, he's going to need 2 haircuts for being a Mitzora, because you will remember the definition of Yemei Sifro. We were talking, Yemei Sifro is the way we prefer to pronounce it, of the Mitzora, is the time between his first haircut and his last haircut. The first haircut, when we say haircut, it's really a body shave, but the first body shave at the time that the coin says that he is Tohar, then he has to shave all of his hair, and then he goes through 7 days, another 7 days, in which he's now, after those 7 days, and he brings those birds, not on the Mizbeach, those funny birds, in which one of them is shechted over the water, and the other one is dipped and sprinkled on him, the whole Tairas HaMetzora. And then he gets, after 7 days, a second haircut, goes to the mikvah, and at that point he can eat kachim. At that point, he would be tahor. So those are the 2 haircuts that he needs for the tzaraas. But let's remember that in order to take 2 haircuts for the tzaraat, he's not going to be able to wait 7 days. He's going to need to wait an entire year between them, because he cannot be sure that he's a Mitzora. He's a Mitzora Misafek. And if he was not a Mitzora, please mute. If he's not a Mitzora, Moshe Reuven, thank you. If he's not a Mitzora, then he's not allowed to take that second haircut in the middle of his Naziris, which restarted in the event that he was a Nazir Tamei, right? So what's he supposed to do? He's going to have to wait a year between the haircuts. This is his problem. So none of these sveikot over here are going to be doche his naziros. So let's go through what happens to this man. Baruch Avram, I'm so happy to know that in the van you don't fall asleep, even to the quality of my amazing soporific presentation. And this is perhaps the solution. The solution is, I've got the brilliant idea, it's possible to buy, I'm talking to Benny about this, it's possible to buy just the steering part and an odometer and so on. You put it in front of you during the daf. Okay? This is a great idea. So maybe try it out. Although it might have the opposite effect. You might fall asleep at the real one. That wouldn't be good. Okay. So now what what is this guy going to do? All right. So let's go through the next 4 years of this man's life, says the Rambam. So first comes haircut number one. Haircut number one is the end of his first year of Nazirut. And, of course, he can't leave it only as a haircut. He's got to get a full body cut. Why? He might be a Nazir, he might be a Mitzora, in which case this Nazir is really not ready for a haircut of Nazirus. He has been a Mitzora. So there, he does that only after the first year, because what if he isn't a Mitzora and he's a Nazir, and his Naziris is only finished at the end of the year, right? Okay, so after the first year, he does a full body cut, Midgaleach, Rosho, Zikanoga, Botinav, and then he also utilizes the regular Eitzeres ve'ezov, and the birdies, and the whole thing that every mitzvah would need. And if it turned out that this was all a big mistake, and he never was a mitzvah, and he also wasn't a Tomei Meis, so great. He's using this haircut, plus his super haircut, but still a good haircut. His super haircut was good for his Naziris, and if only he knew. Maybe it's all over, but he can't be sure, right? So this might be his Naziris Taira. It might be the first of his Tzaras, and it might be he was Tamei Meis, and this is for his Mi, but he's not sure. Now, if he were a Mitzora Vadai, then this would be the first of his two Mitzora haircuts. But he doesn't know that. So he can't take his second Mitzora haircut 7 days later. He needs to wait a year. So he waits a year. And the reason he's waiting a year is because in the event that he had just restarted his Naziris after taking his Tirlachas Tuma, his Naziris is now in effect. He can't go along and shave his hair for Tzaras because he's a Nazir and his Tzaras is only a Suffolk. So he's going to have to wait till the end of his putative Naziris, till the end of the second year. And then he does the second shave, which was really meant to be 7 days later and has been unfortunately put off for a whole year. And now he does the second of his Naziris, the Tiglachat Shniyah Shel Mitzora, because Eino Yochol Legaleach HaChashiva Kishar Mitzoraim, he's not sure. So he can't do the Tiglachas after 7 days. Shema Eino Mitzora. Maybe he was a Tomei Meis. And if he was a Tomei Meis, he just restarted his Naziris at that first haircut, which means that he's now in the middle of his Naziris. So how can he cut his hair Mitzad HaSofek for the Mitzora second haircut? Because the whole second year he would have been a Nazir. Sha'asur Legaleach. Fine. Now he does his second Tiglachas. Once he finishes the second Tiglachas, even in the worst possible case that he was a Mitzora, he can now eat Kutchin, because now he is Tahar. He did his two, he was Megaleach two times for the Tzoratz. Now he has to wait a third year, because in this third year, he does another Tiglachat, because in the event that he was a Mitzora for the first two Tiglachot, and he was not a Tamei Meis, the first year didn't count, because he, as Tzoras, it doesn't count. It was Yemei Chiluto. The second year doesn't count, because the whole second year was the equivalent of the 7 days between haircut one and haircut two, so it's Yemei Sviro. And therefore, he has to wait a third year for his Nizirut, and then he completes his Nizirut. That's assuming he wasn't Tomei. But what if he was Tomei? Oh my gosh. So if he was Tomei, then what happens? If he was a Tomei mate, and you, as I mentioned, you cannot use the same haircut for both the purposes of the Nazirut, whether Tomei or Tahar, and for purposes of Tzorat. So then he cannot count haircut one and two for the Tuma of his Naziris. So now he's going to have to wait for haircut number three. Because in the event that he wasn't Tomei, and this was his Naziris, he's not allowed to cut his hair in the middle of his Naziris, because maybe he's Tomei. So he's going to have to wait another year to cut his hair, because maybe he's Tomei. Well, so then that third haircut might be his Tiglachat Tuma, so he hasn't even started his Naziris yet. On the other hand, if he wasn't Tomei, he completed his Naziris, but he doesn't know. So therefore, he doesn't have any of those 3 years counting for sure. Because the third one might be his Tiglachat Tuma, and now he starts his Naziris. And now the fourth year is his Naziris. Well, he has to wait till the end of the Naziris, obviously, before he cuts his hair. So at the end of the fourth year, everything is wonderful. He now does his Tiglachat Revi'it, and he is finally allowed to drink wine, and so on. So, the same thing would be true, says the Rambam, if every one of these Naziris were 10 years. So then it would be 40 years before he's able to drink wine. You know, we can keep going up. This is where we get geologic time from. My gosh, this is what finally we understand happened to the dinosaurs. They got stuck in a Suffolk Naziris, each one of which was 100 million years. Whew, a problem. Okay, so now we understand the idea. Now let's get back to the Gemara and see, once we understand these simple facts, we can understand the Gemara very, very straightforwardly. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. So let's take a look now in the Gemara and see what the raya is. You understand already what the raya is against Rav Chisda, right? Because if what the Rambam says is right, and the Gemara is going to confirm this, so then we are not counting any of the days of his nazir, of his mitzorah safek, towards his naziras. But according to Rav Chisda, you're allowed to count the days of chiluto and sviro towards your naziras. You only need 30 days of hair growth. But where do you get this whole extra year? We don't need an extra year. We need 30 days. That's going to be the problem. So now let's take a look inside the Gemara, and we will see how it is the Gemara phrases this, and then we'll see whether there's a way for Rav Chisda to answer these problems. So the idea is like this, says the Gemara. Nazir, says the Braita, Nazir shayatame b'safek, umuchlat b'safek, and he made a standard Naziris, 30-day Naziris. So he's ochel b'kachim le'achar shishim yom. After 2 units, in the Rambam's case 2 years, in this case 60 days, he is allowed to eat kachim, because the minute that he finished his tzarat, he couldn't do the giluach, because maybe he's not a mitzvah, he has to wait till the end of the 30 days. Okay, he waits till the end of the 30 days, and he does a giluach, which might be the first of his tzarat giluach. It might not be. It might be a Naziris Taira, might be a Naziris Toma, he doesn't know. So he can't be Megaleach, his second mitzvah, because 7 days later he might be in the middle of his newly activated Naziris, after he completed the Giluach of his Naziris Tomei, which was also a Suffolk. He's not sure. So he's got to wait another 30 days, and only then is he allowed to do the second Giluach. Okay, so the first Giluach was perhaps just to end his Naziris Tumah. And then he started counting, perhaps, his Naziris Taira. And then at the end of 30 days, he was Megaleach, perhaps as the second of the Mitzorah Giluach. Maybe. Maybe it was the end of his re-begun Naziris Taira. We're not sure. So if he was a Mitzorah, his Giluach now counts towards Giluach number 2 of the Tzarat. And everything is fine. Next day he brings the Karbonos that he's allowed to bring misafek, remember, the chata sa'of, that's maybe ala safek, and so on. And from that point on, he is allowed to eat kachim, and that's why it says, after these periods, 60 days, he for sure could be tar to eat kachim, that's not a problem. Okay, now he can only shote yayin mitam lemeitim only after 4 units. In this case of a standard naziras, 4 units are 120 days. So then that means that after the second Giluach, that might have been the Giluach number 2 for Tzara'at, and now he began his Naziris, but he's still a Tamei Meit. And he has to take care of that. So because the rule is, remember, you can't use the Giluach of the Tzara'at for the Giluach of Tumat Meit for the Naziris. So it's Dafka Rosh Nizro. It cannot be that he is Megaleach, his body. Okay, so that wouldn't have counted for him. Neither for Naziris Taira, nor for Naziris Tuma. And now maybe he needs to do a Giluach for Naziris Tuma. But he can't do it yet. He has to wait for 30 days, because maybe he's a Nazir. Okay, so then he then on the 90th day, which is now the third unit after 3 units, so now he does another Giluach, but he can't drink wine yet, because in the event that he was a Tamei Meit, then he only ended the Naziris of Tuma after he completed the 2 Giluachs of his Tzaras on day 30 and 60, and the 1 Giluach of his Tuma on day 90, and then he restarted his Naziris, and after 120 days, he is now going to be allowed to drink wine. Because now he took care of everything. Giluach A, B of Naziris, Giluach of Naziris Tuma, and finally he completed his Naziris Taira. Now, The point in which it gets exciting to us, because it shows up Rav Chisda as being wrong, where's Akiva when you need him? Where's Gavi when you need him? I'm under attack by Barnea.
And then the dinosaurs died out of the Nazirin in the Stone Age.
I'm working on it.
It was an issue of being stoned.
Yeah, I thought that might be horribly what you meant, but I didn't want to admit it. Okay, so here's where it gets interesting, because it impacts Rav Chisda. So far, it doesn't impact Rav Chisda, right? Because since we're talking about a standard Naziris, Rav Chisda said, I agree, in a standard Naziris, you need another 30 days for purposes of regrowing your hair. So this would be consistent with Rav Chisda. But the Braita adds, okay, we're talking about a standard 30-day Naziris. But if we're talking about a year Naziris, that's the Rambam's case. So then he would only eat kachim after 2 years, two units. Follows, we don't have to go through the whole thing again. It's obvious why this is true. And he would be shota yayim etam lamesim after 4 units. So what's the point of adding this? I mean, we're not stupid. There's a very big point in adding this. Because now we know that the time that you were waiting was not because you needed to regrow your hair. You don't need a year to regrow your hair. You only need 30 days to regrow your hair, and you'd be allowed to count all those days of your Yemei Gomro, Reed Chiluto, or Yemei Sviro between the two haircuts. According to Rav Chisda, you could have actually used them towards your Nazirut anyway. Therefore, if you're going to say that Rav Chisda is right, that when you have a long-term Nazirut, such as over here of a year, that then Salkin Le Yumi, you're allowed to use the day of Gomro and Sviro towards the Naziris, then how do you get 4 years? You don't need 4 years. You need 3 years plus an additional 30 days, which are going to be enough to regrow your hair. Because after the two original Tiglachot, what do you need to do? What's your problem? Your problem is that we said, well, maybe both of those were for your Tiglachas Tahara, but maybe not. Maybe actually you had just become Tohar and you restarted and so on. But I don't really care. Because after the first Tiglachot, the only thing that he would need to do is to do the third Tiglachot. The third Tiglachot would be, let's assume, if he was a Mitzora and he was Tohar. So then, according to Rav Chisda, he already kept the Yemei Nazirut because they counted during those first two periods. That's fine. Period number one is Yemei Chiluto. Year number two was Yemei Sviro. Those days count. So actually, at the end of his possible tzarat, he should be allowed to go ahead and to do another haircut because all he needed was hair. So wait 30 days to get hair after the second haircut. Now let's even assume that he was also tummy. So then the first two haircuts were for Tzarat, and the third haircut is sufficient because you have enough hair to cut at the end of 30 days. And according to Rav Chisda, you actually had the entire period of the Naziris Tuma. So what's the problem? So you could go ahead and do the Tiglachat HaTuma. And then now you have to keep another year for the Tiglachat of Tahara, because maybe indeed you were tummy this whole time, and that, everybody agrees, you can't apply towards your Naziris. But according to Rav Chisda, you could have applied your Tzaras to the Naziris. So we've got an extra 11 months in there for no reason, according to Rav Chisda, because a total of 3 years and 30 days ought to be sufficient. And since,
Rabbi, just a quick question. I just want to know why, if everything is a suffix, but the Naziris is a badai, why wouldn't you say that the first haircut would be associated with the Naziris because that's a badai?
There's no such thing. There's no such thing. You're applying a concept of Ein Safek, Motzi B'Dei Vadai, Dinim of Kashrus, and so on and so forth, or Heter, to do things. But why in the world would that be true? I can't be Mechalal and Aziris B'Tzad HaSafek because the Safek is a Safek. Whenever I say I can't be Megaleach Misafek, it means I can't be Mechalal my Aziris Vadai from a Safek. Adarabba. Your argument is against yourself. The Aziris is a Vadai, and the Chiyav of the Giluach is a Safek. So how can I do the Safek? Right? Okay. Va'od Masiv Rav Ashi. So this is question number one against Rav Chisda. And I got another problem with Rav Chisda, and that is the following braita. A beautiful braita. The braita says like this. Ein li ela yemei tum'ah. The only thing that I know about is the fact that yemei tum'ah are not part of the days of his Naziris, obviously. She'ein olim lo min aminyan, it says beferish. Vayomim arishanim yiplu. So obviously the Yemei of Tumah itself, which cancel the original days, are certainly not going to be included, correct? Now, how do I know, now this bright is clearly against Rav Chisda, how do I know that you cannot count towards his Naziris any of the days of his Chiluto? Uh-oh. This is, you see the problem immediately. So how do I know you cannot include those days? So, I mean, you could say, well, I mean, it's only logical, isn't it? V'dinu. Yemei tumah migaleach mivi korban. What's the din of a nazir tameh? He needs to take a haircut. He has to bring a korban. The same thing is true if he had tzaras. He has to take a haircut and he has to bring a korban, right? So it should be the same. Just like Yemei Tumato that require haircuts and korbans don't count towards Naziris, so too Yemei Tzaras, which require haircuts and korbans, don't count towards Naziris. Like it sort of adds up, right? It's just a mamatzinu. Says the Braisa, no, it's a very poor mamatzinu, because of course Yemei Tumato don't count, because Yemei Tumato cancel everything, and it says the Yamim Arishanim Yiplu. Well, obviously, if they cancel, they can't count, right? So that's a given. But Tzaras doesn't cancel. It says Beferish, actually, that Tzaras doesn't cancel, because we learned that out, if you remember, we learned that out before last week, where we had V'hayamim harishonim yiplu, ki tamei nizro. That's the only reason. And that was not the case if he had Tzaras. It was not ki tamei nizro. So therefore, for sure, we don't say Ayamim Arishonim Yiplu. That was the way that we learned, by the way, that if it's a Zov or anything else, that it doesn't cancel. That was the pasuk that we used before. So there's no question about that. And therefore, it's a very poor comparison to say just because Yemei Tumah don't allow you to be counted, so therefore Yemei Chiluto don't allow to be counted. It's absolutely illogical. Okay. So Tomar Bimei Chiluto She'enu Mevato Be'enet HaKodmim. So how do you know that indeed you cannot count Yemei Chiluto towards your Naziris? Okay, so maybe you'll try this. Let's try to make a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Kal V'Chomer. If, look, a Nazir who accepted the Naziris on himself while he was in the Beit HaKvaro. So he was Tamei, right? And he was being Mitamei from, let's say, a Kever. We call him a Nazir B'Kever. Now, over there, he's got plenty of hair, and there's no reason for him not to cut that hair. And that hair, in the end, what are we going to do with that hair? I'll tell you what we're going to do with that. No, Gershi, no. What are we going to do with that hair? Sheesh. I'm telling you, you got to keep a strict tabs here. So what do you do with that hair? You're going to keep your Naziris, and you're going to shave that hair. That's what you're going to do with that hair. Because remember, a Nazir Bekever, as soon as he becomes tar, does he shave off his hair? No. He doesn't need to shave. He only needs to shave in the event that he was metame with a type of tumor that a Nazir is megaleach alav, which is not the case over here. So he's going to use that hair. So he's got a perfectly good head of hair, which will be part of his ultimate Nazirut. And nonetheless, all of the days that he was in the Beit HaKvarot before he became Tahor, do they count? No, they do not count as long as he didn't become Tahor, which we learned out in the Mishnah. Fine. So now, obviously, Yemei Chiluto, he doesn't even have hair. He's not going to be able to use that hair, Yemei Chiluto. He's going to have to shave it off for his tzaras. He's not going to be able to use that good head of hair for his Naziris. So obviously, if he doesn't even have the hair of his Naziris, isn't it for sure lo kol shekein that he cannot use the Yemei Chiluto that he's going to be shaving? And maybe you'll think this is only referring to the days of the Chiluto. How do I know Yemei Sefiro, that he couldn't use the days in between the two haircuts of his Tzaras? He can't apply them either. I'll make a simple din. If Yemei Chiluto required Tiglachat, and they're not counted, and Yemei Sefiro require tiglachat, they should also not be counted. Ma yemei chiluto, ein olin lo min aminyan, af yemei sviro, ein olin lo min aminyan. Okay, so now we're happy. You cannot use, Rav Chisda, hope you're paying attention, you cannot use your days of tzaraz, whether it's yemei chiluto or whether it's yemei sviro, towards the required days for your naziris. Now, continues the brisa. Yochol af yemei hezker. Okay, and you might think that even while he's still only in hezker, so that the Kohen has put him away for 7 days, has put him away for how many days he had to come back and check him out, and it turns out at the end of these days, then he's going to be able to put him into tzoras muchlat, or pater him. So you might think that you would not count those days of hezker, and you would say, yes, I would definitely think that on my own, left to my own devices. Why would you think that? Well, because I would say that it's a simple logic, isn't it? I mean, adinotein. If a mitzora who is a mitzora muchlat is mitame mishkav u'moshav, the very chomer kind of tuma in which you have the princess and the pea effect, so you don't have to come into contact with anything in order to be mitame it if you're lying on it, and you may hezgero, is also metame mishkav u'moshav. So if we have proven that yemei chiluto don't count towards the naziris, the same thing should be true that yemei hezgero, because they're the same in terms of their tumah. No. That's not logical. Because imamarta bimei chiluto, that's because the chalut, shekein, the chalut, requires tiglachat. He has to bring a korban. I understand that those things are the very signs of, we have a Naziris in trouble over here. Okay, so that's why we don't count them. Masha Enkein, a Mitzora who is Muzgar, Tomar B'yemei Hezgero, he doesn't require a haircut. If the Kohen comes back and says, oh, nothing happened, you're not a Mitzora, everything's okay, he does not require Tiglachas. He does not bring any kind of korban. And therefore, lefichach yalu leminyan. We have no reason to doubt that they would come towards his nazirut. Therefore, concludes the Braita, on the basis of this very clear analysis, we now know, mikan amru, yemei sifro, or yemei sviro, yemei gomro, otherwise known as yemei chiluto, ein olim lo min aminyan, QED. So we now know they do not count. But Yemei Hazov, Yemei Hazava, Yemei Hezgero of a Mitzora, they definitely do count. Now, do you read this clearly with me, Rav Chisda? Katani Miat, it says over here very clearly. Lo imam ret bimei tum ashekem evato behemet akodmiim, tomar bimei chiluto. Now tell me what these days are talking about, because that way I want to make sure that you're not going to get out of what I'm saying. These words themselves are not really all that important. He's just introducing the words of the Braisa that then bring the Kal V'chomer from a Nazir was not a Bekever. So just tell me, what was that Kal V'chomer? B'mai. Were we talking about a 30-day Nazirut, a Nazirut Mu'etet, and that was all that was left? No, because how could we possibly say that we're going to bring a Raya that we need to bring a raya, that we don't utilize the Yemei Hatzaras? Of course you're not going to utilize the Yemei Hatzaras. You need 30 days to regrow your hair. So what would be the point? Habe'inan gidul se'ar. Well, olav menezirut merubas. The whole point of the Braita is to say, even if you're going to have hair, nonetheless, I'm going to show you from the Pasuk that you do, or from this Kal V'chomer, that you do not count these days towards your Nazirut, even if you will have hair at the end of them. El alav Nazirus Meruba. And it says very clearly, Katani She'ein Olim Min HaMinyan. So you see very clearly that Rav Chisda, who claims that as long as you have hair, that it's okay, and you can count it, this Braita is saying absolutely that is not true, and that you cannot count it, and that you need all of those days, whether you had hair or you didn't have hair. Which brings us to a very important Sir Richard the Knight moment. Oh. Now, for an extension of the dinim of Naziros into the Hilchas Tuma. Up until now, we've been looking at the case of Naziros as a special case, and we had things that would normally be Matame, and in the case of the Nazir, either according to Rambam, they're not Matame, or we have different Shiurim in other cases, and so on. But there's also a backwards effect. Namely, the special case of the Nazir, who is Megaleach only on a very specific list of 12 things that the Rambam brought. So now, says Rabbi Eliezer, quoting Rabbi Yeshua, there's also the rebound effect, which is namely, Kol Tum'ah min ha-meit sha-nazir megaleach aleha, that Tum'ah, which is chomer enough to cause the Nazir to do his Giluach and to cancel his Nazirut, those are the only Tumas that if you went into the Beis HaMikdash with that Tumas Mace, you would be Chayev Koris. But if, we're not talking about a Nazir, a regular guy goes into the Beis HaMikdash, and remember, it's a fascinating thing, because when you take a look at the Dinim of Naziris in the first place, one of the most important things that we recognized about the Dinim of Naziris is that in many ways, they are taking the halachas of a Kohen in the Migdash and they're applying them to an individual in the Machane, correct? And this came in the context of Parshas Naso that does that on many levels, in terms of the dinim of Saita, in terms of the dinim of Birkas Kayanim, where the Kayanim are giving brachas out there in the shul instead of in the Beis HaMikdash and so on. And therefore, it's not as big as a surprise as it might be to discover that we learn back to the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash from the dinim of the Nazir. So that even though there's an Isser Karis for anyone to come into the Beis HaMikdash with this level of Tumah, however, as we've already seen, despite the fact that within the dinim of Tumah we cannot discern any differentiation between the Tumah of a mace from touching, let's say, a Golov Vedofek, and being absolutely Tameh for Shivas Yamim and requiring Hazayah Shlishi Vishvii, or touching a mace and requiring Azoya Shlishi Vishvii, etc. But we do by a Nazir discern that difference, not through the Tuma, but through the Dinim of Naziris. So therefore, we're going to reflect back on the other Dinim of Tuma, which are the Isser of Knisa into the Beis HaMikdash, which is Bechayev Kares. And we're going to say that we learn out from the Nazir that a non-Nazir who was Tomei with one of the types of Tuma's base, that a Nazir is not Megaleach Alav, is not going to be Chayev Koris for going into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, a remarkable turn of events. So therefore, Tainid Reb Yoshua, Kol Tuma Min HaMeit Shanazir Megaleach Aleha, Chayavin Aleha Abiyat Mikdash. But Kol Tuma Min HaMeit She'ein HaNazir Megaleach Aleha, the din is Ein Chayavim Aleha. Albias Migdash. Wow. So we're talking only about the type of Tumah that a Nazir is Migaleachan, which of course is Tumas Meis. The question of whether the Nazir is Migaleach is irrelevant, because when it comes to the din of Mitzayra, when it comes to the din of Mitzayra, when it comes to the din of a Zava, we don't say, well, a Nazir's not Megaleach. No. We're not talking about anything that has to do with the Nazir across the board. We're talking about the way that Naziris is Megale, the differences of the level of Tumas Meis and only Tumas Meis. Don't confuse other issues which are irrelevant to Naziris and say that they show that even though the Nazir is not, the Torah says beferish that the Mitzera is not allowed to come in and so on, it's chayiv. That's irrelevant. So therefore, anything, even though it's a very chomer tuma, shivas yomim, shlishi v'shvi, etc., etc., ein chayav en alal b'yas mikdash. Says Rabbi Meir, I don't understand this. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, if a guy who touches a sheretz, right, it's like a really low-level tuma, right? So the chiyav, of course, is even for ridiculous things. He touches one of the shmeina shrotzim. Certainly the case of the Zov and the Mitzera. So I don't understand. Why could you possibly think that Tumas Mace, it's like so chomor, needs Shlishi Vishvi Hazoya, that you say because of some weird fact that the Nozer is not Megaleach Aleha means that you're not Chayav B'yas Mikdash V'Kedeshav, but for touching a Sheretz, which is barely noticeable, Tumas Erev, that over there you would be Chayav. It doesn't add up. Says the Gemara, I'm just a little bit confused. Rebbe Eliezer said in the Mishnah, Mishum Rebbe Yoshua, but I happen to have additional information which shows that actually Rebbe Eliezer never learned that from Rebbe Yoshua. So why is he quoting Rebbe Yoshua? Something's fishy. Aren't you supposed to say over the name of the Shmua from the individual that you learned it from? Rebbe Eliezer may have heard it through someone else, that's what Rabbi Yoshua said, but he never heard it from Rabbi Yoshua. So why is he not quoting his sources properly? We know from a Braita that he had actually heard this, not from Rabbi Yoshua, who is Stam Rabbi Yoshua, was always Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. He had heard it from Rabbi Yoshua bar Mamal, who is a totally different person. The Tanya, Omar Rabbi Eliezer. When I once walked to Barnea's neighborhood in Ardaskia, Matzati at Rabbi Yoshua ben Peter Rosh, an old friend of Barnea's. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Peter Rosh, I mean, for heaven's sakes, that's got to be a friend of Barnea's, right? I mean, he uses his head for creating puzzles and figuring out the solutions. They call him Peter Rosh. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Peter Rosh, and he was sitting in front of Rabbi Meir, and he was talking over these halachas, and they were talking about this issue. And he said over, Kol tuma min ha-meit, sh'anazir migaleach aleha, chayav en aleha mishum b'yas mikdash, v'chol tuma min ha-meit, sh'ein ha-nazir migaleach aleha, ein chayav en aleha b'yas mikdash. And this is like a beautiful story in which the shitas that are brought over, shitas in the Mishnah, here we discover the actual conversations, right? So here's Rabbi Meir saying, no, doesn't make sense to me. Because Alte Zukala Misharetz. So I said to him, now I is Rabbi Eliezer, who's saying over this story that he walked in and he found Rabbi Petrosh talking. So Rabbi Eliezer says at the end of this story, and I, meaning Rabbi Eliezer, said to Rabbi Yeshua Petrosh, tell me something. Did you ever hear of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamal? Do you know him? And he said, sure. So Amar Lehen, absolutely. So Rabbi Eliezer says to him, well, I can tell you that Rabbi Yoshua Bar Mama had quoted Rabbi Yoshua, meaning the standard Rabbi Yoshua, who is Rabbi Yoshua Ben Hananya, and he said exactly what you just said. He said that Kol Tumah Min Hameit, Shanazir Migaleach Aleha, Chayav Aleha Mishum Bias Migdash, and Kol Tumah She'in Hameit, She'in Hanazir Migaleach Aleha, Ein Chayav Aleha Mishum B'yas Mikdash. Anyway, but the important thing over here in the story is not to get confused between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal and Rabbi Yeshua ben Peter Rosh, but the important thing is to note that Rabbi Eliezer, instead of quoting Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal, who quoted Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, in the Mishnah, he leaves out the middle, and he only quotes Rabbi Yeshua as Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, as if that was his direct source, and it wasn't. So how do you explain that? Says the Gemara. Well, I mean, one thing you see from over here is that heavy, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamal Gomerla, right? So the one thing you learn from here, Omru, this teaches us something. It's not a question. It's a limud. And this is the question of how is a person mechuyev to state his sources. Now, when you have a long list of sources in which A quoted B and B quoted C and C quoted D and so on, when you're going back over those sources, you only need to quote the opening source and the latest yourself, right? So that's all that you need to do. So Shema Amino Kol Shemaitita Demis Amra Bepe Talata, you mention the first and the last, but you do not mention in the middle. So because of that, Rebbe mentions Rebbe Eliezer, who mentioned Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. But Rebbe was not mechuyev in the Mishnah to say that Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya was actually quoting Rebbe Yeshua ben Mamal, who was quoting Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. That Rebbe didn't have to do. So that is a rule. Omer, and you don't have to give over all of the sources that led to the last one. Omer, Nachur by Yitzchak, we know this from a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Peah, for which Moshe Forman should show his face, because it's one of his favorite Mishnayos, but we won't demand it. See, I had good reason for not demanding it. So, the Mishnah in Peah actually says like this. Omer Nochum Halav Lar, Kach Mekublani, I want you to know that I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Meyasha, who was Mekabo, Mi'aba, who was Mekabo from the Zugais, which is referring to all of those Zugos, right? Yossi ben Yoezer, Yossi ben Yochanan, Hillel v'Shamai. And they were Mekabel from the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im had been Mekabel alokh l'mashem Sinai, that the din is, now this, after all of that buildup, the din is not the right din. The Gemara quotes here, which is very strange. And we got mixed up between the end of one Mishnah in Peah and another Mishnah in Peah, which is why I wanted Moshe to be here, because it does not say in this Mishnah that somebody who plants Shevet and Chardal in two or three places gives Peah from every one of them. That's not the end of that Mishnah at all. That's from the next Perek, and how it got in here is very confusing. But what it really should say at the end of this Mishnah is that if you were Zoreah, Shnei Minei Chitim, and you had different places where you were Zoreah Chitim, so then you give Peah from each one separately. Now notice that in this long discussion of Nochum HaLavlar that starts talking about Rabbi Meyasha and ends up with Moshe Rabbeinu and so on, he skipped Yoshua V'Kolev. Hey, wait, how could you skip Yoshua V'Kolev? Those are very important transmission sources, right? But he left it out. How can you do that? Shema Amino. So you see, you do not need to say everything. It's enough to go, I mean, if you want to, you can do more like he did, but you certainly don't need to do every single one of them. So that actually stums very well and fits the practice that Rebbe did over here with Rebbe Yeshua. Even though he heard it from Rebbe Yeshua ben Mamal, he only quoted Rebbe Yeshua Stam as Rebbe Yeshua ben Hananya. Okay, what a wonderful day. Lots of exciting new issues, and I think we made it through the beautiful sugya of the Sveikas without having any complications at all. Richie was, it was so obvious to Richie that he even started getting tired again. You know, it's not even, you know, the fifth time around, it's not even a challenge anymore. And, Bezrat Hashem, you know, I should have thought of asking you to take over yesterday when the going was good, you know? Okay. So Bezrat Hashem, look forward to being Zocha to see you tomorrow for another happy day of exciting Naziras. Kol Tov, everyone, and Bisro Tovot.